We're beginning the laws of hachzara, of putting things back on a fire. So we have to know that there are two things that we'll be discussing, and they overlap slightly. There's the concept of shehiya, leaving something on the fire from Friday going into Shabbos. We do that. We're supposed to do it. If you're a Jew who believes in tradition, then you're supposed to have something hot on Shabbos to indicate that we go with the tradition that we do leave a fire lit going into Shabbos. Leaving something on the fire from Friday going into Shabbos wouldn't be a problem biblically. It can be a problem rabbinically, because the rabbis said in their days most of the cooking was done on coals, and coals have to be stirred. So what was customary was that every time someone would walk back by the fire, they'd stir the coals a little bit to keep the fire going. And people didn't think twice about it. You'd have a spoke right there, and everyone did it all the time. You'd take a peek, is the fire okay? If not, you'd stir it a little bit. Makes sense, right? Chazal said, if you stir the coals on Shabbos, that's a biblical prohibition. So Chazal only allowed us to leave things shehiyah, to leave things on the fire from Friday going into Shabbos, in a situation where either there are no coals, there's no fire there, there's just the heat of the oven, or the coals are covered in a way that you're not going to come stir them. You've placed sand over them or something. So if you're going to come stir them, you'll see they're covered with sand. You're not going to start stirring them. Or you've removed the coals. And we said remove the coals or cover the coals, right? So you could also seal off the coals. So we have criterion when we're going to leave something on the fire from Friday going into Shabbos. The criterion the rabbis set up is that the fire has to be covered. That's why you guys see the platen. You have a flat sheet of metal which you put over the stovetops. If you're going to use the fire, you're not using the fire directly, because Chazal said the fire has to be covered. Even though today technically you don't stir the fire, right? There are no coals in our fire. But once the rabbis instituted it, so the institution remains. You cannot leave things on an open flame. Preferably, we also have a metal thing that will cover the knobs, because that's our way of stirring the coals today, right? We turn the knobs. So preferably, we have a metal thing that also covers the knobs. This is an oversimplification of a few concepts, but for our purposes, it will suffice. Yes?
Before our technology is there, how are they keeping the fire going
stir the coals? I don't know how they did it. Maybe it seems from the Gemara that they would put fresh wood just before Shabbos, and then they'd cover everything up.
And that would sustain for a warm meal the next day?
Seems that way. They knew their stuff. We don't know how to make fires that well, but they knew how to do it. Many homes also had a non-Jew around.
Yeah.
I mean, and they'd cook their own food, so they'd stir their coals.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's shehiya. Then we come to chazara, hachzara, bringing something back to the flame. Meaning you have something sitting on the flame from Friday going into Shabbos. Come Shabbos morning, you want to take some chont and then put the pot back. So there we can run into two potential problems. One is you take the chont off the fire and you see it's completely raw. What happened? Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. I woke up too early. Hopefully by noontime it'll be ready, right? When you're putting it back on the fire, you're cooking. I don't care that it was sitting on the fire before Shabbos. If it's not cooked, so you can run into a biblical problem of cooking, right? Let's say you take off a tea kettle, and your neighbors want some hot water, and then your neighbor from upstairs says, hey, bring some up here too, and you go all around giving everyone a drink, and then you want to put it back on the fire, and it ain't hot anymore. So technically, you have something cold. You're going to put it on the fire, you could enter a situation of cooking, right? So that's a biblical problem we could run into with hachzara. We're dealing with something a little bit tricky here. We're putting food items on the fire, right? So that could get tricky, just to make sure we don't enter the biblical prohibition. And then the rabbis added a prohibition. The rabbis said, if an onlooker will think that you're cooking on Shabbos, because what does he see? You're taking a pot, putting it on the fire on Shabbos, right? So then that's also prohibited. So the rabbi said there are ways in which we have to prepare the fire before Shabbos, or we have to set up the fire. There are certain things that could be done even on Shabbos. There are things that can be done and have to be done in order to ensure that it does not look like you are cooking on Shabbat. That's a rabbinic prohibition. And much of what we are going to discuss is going to focus on that in Chazal's time and how we apply it today in on our stovetops. So those are the two concepts we have to remember. There's Shehiyah, leaving things from Friday into Shabbos, where the fire must be covered or extinguished, one or the other, basically, or sealed off. And there's Hachzarah, returning to the fire on Shabbat, where we said, biblically, we have to ensure we don't have cooking going on at that time. And rabbinically, we have to ensure it does not look like we're cooking when we do Hachzarah. There's not next time, we'll start the actual halachot. Okay? Yeah.